Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. In our advanced class today, we're continuing our lesson on Don't Waste Time on the Road. And your panelists today are...
Teacher Josh.
And Linda.
And Doris. So stay tuned. Well, welcome back, all your panelists here, and we're going to try to find out some tips how we can not waste time when we're traveling. In fact, waste time when you're waiting for people in the car or any time. There's a lot of things that we can really use our time well when we're in lines or waiting. Isn't that true?
Yes, and actually, a lot of these tips are very good.
For a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And to give a little review on page 34, we are talking about two people who are giving us some tips. And let's find out again who they were to review as we get started today.
Well, the first person we talked about yesterday was Saul Klein. And he's traveled for 22 years, and he's figured out he spent 2 years waiting in those 22 years in airports, right?
That's right. He didn't count up how much traveling time he did.
Just
he
waiting.
Counted up the waiting time. Whether it was security lines or luggage counters or rental car shuttles, getting around and waiting for planes, he counted all those minutes, multiplied them by how many trips he'd been on in 22 years, and figured he'd spent 2 years of his life waiting.
And then we have this other frequent flyer, Jason Womack, and he's an efficiency expert, right?
Yes. In the article, it says a productivity and performance advisor, or we think it's an efficiency expert. And he, last year, went on 140 flights, and he trains for long-distance running and triathlons, and he has come up with a lot of tips about what to do and not waste time while you're waiting in line or waiting for time to pass.
And those are the people that we are writing and reading about that was written in the article. But we also have Josh, who has been traveling quite a bit all over America because the company you worked for, he had to travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you spent, a couple of months practically?
Yes. I was working for many years in the events industry, so we had to be out at trade shows and conferences all over the United States. And I counted 1 year, 2 years ago, that I was gone 75 nights in hotels across America, whether it was Chicago, Detroit, New York, Las Vegas, all the big cities that host these big trade shows I had to be at. And I picked up some good tips from some of my fellow travelers on how to make the best use of my time. I shared a few of them with you yesterday. I think the most important one, and we're going to talk about it again today, is that to just expect problems to happen and come at it with a good attitude.
Mm-hmm. And I've traveled with Heavenly Melody singers all over the world, and sometimes flights are canceled, planes are canceled, and not just me, but 10 or 12 people are sitting around in airports,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to think about things to do too.
Right.
Have you ever had this kind of thing happen to you? Waiting at airports?
Oh, yes. I haven't traveled as much as you guys, but we have traveled quite a bit. And, yes, there's always waiting for something, always.
So some of the tips that they mentioned here are things that I've probably already done and you've already done, but it's kind of nice to have a list and check over, and let's see if there's some that we haven't done that we might pick up on, too.
Yeah.
I think it's a good lesson.
I think it's also, for me, I'm always interested in what the airport is like. You know, if I know I'm going to have a layover there or we're going to be there a while in transit or something, I always look around. It's a good way to walk between your flights, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get some exercise, but always go check out what is in the airport, what's around.
If you ever get stuck at the Singapore airport, they have a free movie for you.
No, I love the Singapore airport.
Okay, so let's look now at page 35 today and find out some other tips. We've mentioned a few things, and some of them are doing things in the lounge and to have preferred customer service, which we all like. And Josh mentioned that some airlines now are doing this, making everybody feel that they're preferred. That's nice, too.
That's right. So yesterday we talked more about things that you have to earn or maybe pay for. Today we're talking about things that anyone can do, no matter how many trips you're taking.
So let's find out what some of these tips are. We'll probably just read the first column, and then we'll go through these one by one. Page 35.
Womack's other tips. Before departure, become a packing minimalist. Leave at home unnecessary items and clothes you never wear while traveling. Own duplicate items. Save time not having to undo and redo your office setup by having a duplicate set of power chargers for phone, laptop, and other tech devices. Also, have a duplicate set of toiletries. Charge it. Create a list of equipment you travel with and charge all of it the night before you leave home. Do the same thing in your hotel room the night before traveling home. Master your gadgets. Learn all the benefits of your smartphones, laptops, and tablets. Use apps that help find places to eat, provide directions, or enable check-ins for flights. Anticipate problems. The key to a successful trip isn't only being as productive as possible, but staying healthy mentally. Reduce anxiety by leaving earlier than necessary for flights and meetings. Make sure your itinerary is in your cell phone.
Well, becoming a packing minimalist means doing the minimum amount of packing. I'd rather say just travel light.
Yes, that's a much easier way to say the same thing.
Don't you think a lot of Americans carry too many things when they travel?
A lot of everybody does. Don't overpack.
Don't take it just in case you need it.
Right.
Get by if you don't do it. I think the person who travels really light is Josh.
That's right.
Right?
I like that line about clothes you never wear while traveling. If you've been on even two or three of the same type of trip, you know what you need. And if you packed maybe exercise clothes on two trips and never touched them, well, leave them out on the third trip because the chances are you're not fitting exercise into your schedule. So that's what I try to do is just bring only what I need, put it into my carry-on luggage, and not check anything, which means hand it to the airline to put under the plane and lose it later.
Not check anything. Well, that's well, I guess
I think we could strive for that.
Maybe a man can handle it.
On my last trip, I did that. I only took a carry-on. Of course, David did take a larger suitcase, and we shared it.
Oh, I thought it was women that needed more things, you know. But I think that most people take too many things just in case. And I think you need to take smaller portions of whatever creams and things you use.
Oh, yeah,
and not just your regular size.
And also you said get by, but my philosophy is if I really find out I need something, I can just buy it while I'm there. I mean,
or get by without it somehow.
Yes.
Right?
Well, in the States, we take maybe shorter flights than you do in Asia, where it's, you know, an hour trip, a day trip to San Francisco or Las Vegas, and we don't need to bring a big bag. But some of those airlines are even starting to charge for the bags you bring onto the plane.
The carry-ons, right?
Incredible.
Yeah, we could do a whole article on the things they charge on now that they didn't used to, but that might be a little discouraging. So let's get on to this thing that we can do, but do travel light. Mm-hmm. It's better even after you get there. So try to not take everything you might need. Just take the minimum.
That's the key. We do tend to do that. I might need this, so I'll just take that. I might need that. But, you know, in the end, you don't. And that's very good advice. If you didn't exercise the last two trips, chances are you aren't going to exercise on the third one either.
And this, depending on where you're going, you can probably pick up, you know, something that you might need there if mm-hmm. by chance you decide you need it at the last minute.
Well, the second one is to own duplicate items. I mean, have a second one. And I think we do that a lot. I just even have things that I plug in at home and I plug in at the office, and I don't want to carry all those back and forth. So I have duplicate lines for the phones and the iPads and things. Do you do that?
I certainly do. Yes, we are. A lot of this article today is talking about charging our gadgets and things and definitely how you set up your office at home or how you set up your office at work, and you want to duplicate that on the road, which means just recreate it. And that requires perhaps purchasing some things and making sure all your devices are charged. But there also, the author talks about having a duplicate set of toiletries, which is a good idea as well.
Right, and toiletries here means items like soaps, shampoos, things like that that we, you know, use in the bathroom, like for showering or keeping clean toothpaste. And a duplicate set, usually when you travel, you want to take smaller amounts with you.
So, I have like a travel set, which is much smaller. Instead of a whole big jar or some kind of face cream, you have a little tiny one. And then that's all you're going to need for a few days. So take smaller things.
Right.
One thing is that when you travel in Asia, they often have things like toothbrushes and things. And if you go to America, some places they don't have them. So you better be prepared for that. But mm-hmm. you can even get small little toothbrushes. There's a lot of little travel items. So have a travel kit and just keep it for travel. And everything you need is in it. And you don't have to think about it. Time to go, pick up your travel kit. That's what I do.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Okay, so we already do that one. But if you don't, this is a good tip. But the next one that says to charge it doesn't mean to go out and use your credit card, right? Charge it? No.
Charge your devices. Right. Means make sure they're powered up.
And we turned in, right?
So many devices these days between phones and iPads and computers and everything else that needs electricity. So make sure you are not stuck in an airport with a dead phone or a computer with, 12% power when you were hoping to get some work done.
You'd be surprised, how many people tell me even right now when they're not traveling, they say, couldn't answer your phone because my battery ran out or something. This happens to people all the time. I don't know why they don't just keep it charged up. Then when it's going down, charge it. Don't wait till it's down to the bottom, whether you're traveling or not.
Right. And we always do this. And if you're going to take a camera, make sure that your battery is charged on your camera before you leave as well.
I take a little battery charger, a little tiny one.
Well, we always take a charger with us, but you want to be prepared.
Right.
And I think along with this, to take an adapter with you if you're traveling internationally, always have one packed so that you're prepared so that you can charge your items. Like it says here, do the same in your hotel room the night before traveling home so that you can charge your gadgets as you go along.
Good advice. I talked yesterday about how some of the airlines are making their terminals a little more friendly for folks who have long layovers, and outlets is certainly a part of it. I don't understand why they can't put power outlets in the seats on planes.
They are on some planes now.
Still pretty rare, though.
Yeah, they're just starting to do that so people can charge their batteries. I think the newer planes do that. Boeing 777, some of those have that now.
Got it. Yeah, smart.
That's nice. Yes, they. Yeah.
But master your gadgets. I would say that a lot of us never master them. I know I don't do everything I could even on my computer. It can do a lot more than I use it for. And an iPad can do so many things. I just use it for certain things. So probably it's good to master your gadgets, but at least learn how to do things like if they have Wi-Fi on your 3G phone, so you can let it go for your iPod. So you have to learn a few of those little tricks, don't you?
Mm-hmm. If you don't, you won't be using anything. You really will be out of luck. So there are some things. You said like in the States they have a counter in some of the stores that teach you really the necessities of your gadgets.
Yes, my wife has promised us she's going to go to the Apple store every week for the past month since she just got a new MacBook and learn all the features of it
and then
teach the rest of the family because we all have Macs, but none of us use all the features that are available. But these are classes you can take. So look in your area, see if there is a computer class or a laptop class on how to use all the features and benefits. Some of them, of course, will help with productivity. Others, since we're talking about power, there are ways to get more power out of your devices by shutting off the Wi-Fi or things that you aren't using, shutting apps down that shouldn't be running all the time.
That's kind of complicated, too. You have to try to do it. Look at Linda said, so I don't know if I can handle that one. But anyway. Think about the apps. I was going to ask Josh here. Josh, since you travel a lot, do you ever use your apps to find places to eat or, where something is nearby? Or I know it's, sometimes people use them to check in for flights.
Yes.
Do you ever use those apps on your
smartphone? I am an app lover, Doris. I am loaded up. Both my phone and my iPad are filled with apps that help me be more productive, spend my money wisely, go to restaurants in new towns that are popular thanks to apps like Yelp and TripAdvisor and things like
that. Do you have Yelp on your
phone?
I have Yelp on mine, but I haven't used it very much, but probably Josh has, right? But they do have a lot of these little apps that will sell the nearest place to get something to eat, and there'll be a lot of things to tell, even the menus sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Open Table is a great app that'll get you reservations, tell mm-hmm. you what places have availability that night.
Oh, that sounds great. I think I might be downloading a few new apps.
So that's something we can all do, right?
And the airlines are doing them, too, for check-ins. Mm-hmm. You can have your boarding pass right downloaded right on your phone, and you don't need to hassle with paper. Just hold the phone out. It has called a QR code or a barcode on it, and it scans you right into your flight.
When we were traveling, we had all of our information on our iPads and just showed it, like at our reservations at our hotels and things like that. Very helpful. So you don't have to have that paper trail.
As long as your phone is charged,
yeah.
right?
Yes. So we have to go back to the previous point.
Right.
Make sure it's charged.
But you still have to anticipate, or you have to plan ahead for things that might happen. You have to say, well, I know that some things are not going to work like they're supposed to. So what is the key to this successful trip?
Well, I think we said it yesterday. It's your mindset. Don't get so upset, you know. Don't lose control. Don't get angry, you know. Don't get frustrated. Realize that anticipate problems means think that they're going to happen. And if they don't, great. And if they do, you're prepared.
I think one of the biggest causes for anxiety when people travel is that they might miss their plane or something. And they usually say, well, it takes an hour to go to the airport. But if it takes an hour to the airport, I like to get there another half hour before that. Because if you wait the last minute, something can happen, the mm-hmm. highway or something. And I think we have to start earlier. So be sure that you leave earlier than necessary for flights, for meetings, for anything. Get there early instead of waiting to the last minute.
And I think that this has happened to me twice, actually. I didn't miss the plane, but one, the traffic was so bad we didn't make it in time for the person to check in her luggage. And they had closed it, so she had to buy another ticket and go on a later flight to take her luggage because she was going to Africa. And she couldn't have her luggage go along the way. And it was because the traffic was bad. And the second one, too, I almost missed a flight because the transportation was so bad.
Well, a lot of times you do all the right things. You get there on time. You were at the counter mm-hmm. early, but often you get bumped off flights, meaning that the airlines, due to the economy, are overbooking these
That's
flights
probably in the
so
States
much.
More than, right?
Yes, very common in the States.
I haven't heard of that as much in Asia, right?
Yes, it also happens here, too.
Does it?
Yes.
No.
And so your 3 o'clock flight now becomes a 5:30 flight, which changes your dinner plans and mm-hmm. can get people very frustrated because they bought the flight and showed up on time, but their seat was given away to someone else.
I've heard sometimes when you're waiting, they'll say, is there anybody here that wants to give up their seats for $400 or an extra trip? And some people are willing to do that, too.
Yes, that happened on every flight that we were on. We were in the States a few months ago, and that happened at every stop we were at.
Yes.
They made that announcement.
You can make a lot of money if you have flexible travel plans in the States.
You don't have to be there someplace.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Well, these are some good tips, though. And there's some more things that we can talk about. So let's read the second column now.
At airports or on planes. Always be ready. Bring stationery and stamps and send someone a note or a thank you card. If notes aren't your thing, return clients' calls, amend a meeting agenda, or catch up on reading. Learn something new. Keep a folder of articles you want to read in your carry-on. Get inspired and learn new ideas by viewing educational or informational podcasts. Sit in an aisle seat. You can exit a plane quicker, get to the lavatory more quickly, and access items in the overhead bin more easily. at your destination. Use your cell phone as a camera. Take a picture of items you want to buy or check out online and restaurants you want to visit. Take a picture of your hotel room number. Similarly, take a picture of the car you've rented and its license plate. In a parking garage, take a picture of the floor name or number and that of the space.
So one way that we can always be ready, either at an airport while you're waiting or actually while you're traveling, according to Womack, is take stationery and stamps and send someone a note or a thank you card.
I don't even have stamps.
Well,
there was this thing a long time ago called letters.
Yes.
People used to write them with their hand and mail
them
to
emails,
people.
Right?
You know, I've just got 2 thank you cards in the mail.
And,
this past
week. Stamps and all.
Wow. Stamps and everything from a foreign country.
Wow.
So I guess it still happens. Usually we think about maybe send a thank you email or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the point is to catch up maybe with your correspondence, you know, answer those emails that you have been putting off because you have other things to do.
Right.
Just
and
be sure they have the email address. If they aren't your thing, stamps aren't your thing, have the email
address
ready, right?
Right. And it says here you can return clients' calls. I would be careful about this one. Like in an airport, it might be too noisy. You have to be sure that you can hear the person very clearly.
Right.
But you can always change a meeting agenda. You know, this is a good time to review things.
Or you can catch up in your reading. I do that.
That's what I do. I catch up on my reading.
What about you? Do you catch up in your reading sometimes?
I certainly do, yeah. I will load up my iPad with articles and books that I want to read. We skipped over it, but it is interesting. We talked a lot about airport waiting, but there is a lot of on-plane waiting too, right? Delays that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
We say on the tarmac, which is
that's
on the
true.
Runway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Flights can get delayed, and passengers in some instances have been stuck on planes for 7 or 8 hours.
Right. Well, no, that doesn't happen very often.
Oh, no, but it does.
But I was on one for 2 hours a couple
really?
Of years ago.
Ooh.
Yes. The battery on the plane went dead, and they had to go get a new one.
That's pretty awful.
But wherever you're waiting, you can always be ready to have something in your purse to read or something.
Yes, come prepared.
Yes.
All right. It's good.
The next section talked about learning something new, keeping a folder of articles, maybe in your purse or briefcase, in that you can get to in case you need to read.
Well, then that's kind of the same as catching up in your reading. That could kind of be combined in a way.
I think so. It's almost the same thing. I think it says here, get inspired, okay, and learn new ideas by reading these kind of things. So, or listening to informational podcasts. I think all of these are very good ideas. You know, we are a learner for life, right? And so that's really what this is talking about. Use all that spare time to do something for yourself.
And one other thing you can do, they didn't say here, besides learning something new and getting inspired, you can really meet some very interesting people at the airports, too. I've met a lot of interesting people who are artists or writers or photographers, and they've been someplace, and you can meet people you'd never meet anyplace else. So sometimes that's kind of interesting, too.
Yes.
It is. There's kind of 2 groups of people in airport terminals. There's the ones with the headphones on that say, don't talk to me. And then there's the people who are looking around and a little more open to making new friends. But I'm a big fan of podcasts. Those do keep me very busy.
Good.
I listen to them on trips,
exercising. Do you like to sit in the aisle seats when you can?
Yes.
I like to.
I love to sit in an aisle seat.
Yeah. And that's always good. And not only is it easier to get to the lavatory, but you can also, you know, get up when you want to and stretch your legs and so forth. And, of course, this last idea about using your cell phone as a camera, I think you said you hadn't thought of that, but that's a good idea sometimes, isn't it?
I have been in lots of hotels where I've forgotten what room number I'm in. And it was 219 yesterday, but it's 217 today. And I end up having to go downstairs and asking them what room I'm in. So I think that's a great idea to take a picture of the door before I head off to dinner.
And I never did think of taking a picture of the car, of the license plate, because you go someplace and say, now, what car did I rent? Now, let's see.
I have done that.
So that's a good idea,
yes.
Right?
But I also like the next one. The last one is in a parking garage, take a picture of the floor name and number.
Very smart.
You know, when you're like in Minneapolis, there's the Mall of America. I'm always where am I?
Right. That's right.
I've lost my car a couple times.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it's time for our skit today, so let's see how we can use these words.
Here's your itinerary for your trip to Denver and Phoenix, Vance.
Thanks, Tina. Do you have that sales presentation that I'll be giving in Denver?
It will be done in about 5 minutes. I need to amend a few things, then print it.
Good. I'll also need a duplicate copy for the Phoenix meeting.
Will do. I'm amazed at how well you deal with all of this travel. You're constantly on the go.
I actually enjoy being on the road, and I've learned how to make the most of my time.
Don't you ever get tired of all the delays and unexpected problems that arise?
It's a matter of being prepared. There's always going to be something that pops up, so I prepare for it. For one thing, I always have things available to do or read when I have to wait.
I know that last week you were stuck in the Chicago airport for 5 hours due to the bad weather.
Well, I'm a preferred customer of unpredictable airlines, so I was able to hang out in their club and use my computer to catch up on some work.
That laptop of yours sure does come in handy when you're traveling.
And I make sure all of my gadgets are charged up before I leave. So if I can't use my laptop, then I use my smartphone to send emails.
Do you check in any luggage or just have a carry-on bag?
I rarely check in any luggage. I try to pack lightly. Not too many clothes, and I always bring some toiletries with me to expedite things.
I should do that myself. My luggage was lost on my last flight, and I spent so much time trying to track it down.
That's happened to me, too, so I try to avoid it. Well, gotta go, Tina. See you next week.
Have a nice trip, Vance.
And we have to go, too. So have a good trip and don't waste time on the road.
That's right. Stay productive.
Yes.
Okay. So we hope these tips will be helpful to you, as all the lessons are in advance. And introduce them to your friends and come back and be here every time as we have a new subject to discuss with you. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Goodbye.